This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Climate change activists have helped win two major victories at the polls in a fight to municipalize the utility in Boulder, Colorado, and take it over from Xcel Energy. Pharmaceutical cost transparency bills have been introduced in at least six state legislatures over the last year in order to make drug companies justify their prices. 100 prominent oncologists called for support of a grassroots movement to reduce the rapid increases in cancer drugs. The IRS has finally begun to target a tax dodge used by private equity firms that allows them to divert management fees from their investors from regular income to capital contributions invested in their funds. $140 million fine from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation went to Citigroup for failing to supervise its Banamex USA division that mainly moved money between the U.S. and Mexico. Apple Watch seems to have sold about 1.5 million units, which at the price is not a hit, but not bad. Chilean army officers were arrested for a 1986 attack on activists. Republican primary, money primary leaders, as it's called, are Jeb Bush with $114 million raised so far, Ted Cruz with $52 million, Marco Rubio $45 million, and Scott Walker with $26 million. Karl Rove, Republican strategist, says that gives all four of them enough money to make it through February primaries depending on their burn rate of expenditures. Anthem Insurance is trying to merge with Cigna. Could be antitrust problems as the top five health insurers try to become the top three health insurers and consolidate the industry. Uber in the city of New York temporarily compromised so that Uber could avoid a hard cap on the number of drivers the app service has in that city. New York Times CBS News poll reveals that nearly 6 in 10 Americans, including heavy majorities of both whites and blacks, think race relations are generally bad and that nearly 4 in 10 think the situation is getting worse. Among African Americans, the skepticism has now soared to 68%, highest level of discontent among blacks during the Obama years and close to the numbers recorded in the aftermath of the 1992 riots in Los Angeles following the beating of Rodney King. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.